Welcome to another episode of PowerShot Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's PowerShot Point comes from Bamidbar, which is Hebrew for in the wilderness, and it goes from Numbers 1:1 to Numbers 4:20. This Torah portion begins with a census of the tribes of Israel and then describes the duties of the priests and Levites. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to talk about what we learn from the duties of the Levites. Numbers 3, verses 5 through 8. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Bring the tribe of Levi near, and set them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him. They shall keep guard over him and over the whole congregation before the tent of meeting, as they minister at the tabernacle. They shall guard all the furnishings of the tent of meeting, and keep guard over the people of Israel as they minister at the tabernacle." In our Torah portion, the duties the Levites performed mostly had to do with transporting the sanctuary and all its furnishings and utensils. They had to keep track of everything, pack everything up when it was time to move, and haul it from place to place. While these tasks are not as recognized in men's eyes as other Levitical duties, such as teaching or leading the people in song, that doesn't mean that these duties are insignificant. Far from it. These duties were essential because they contributed to God's purposes. The holy sanctuary needed to be transported. All the furnishings needed to be guarded. The tabernacle needed to be set up and taken down. And practically speaking, if these tasks weren't taken care of, there could be no tabernacle services. In the same way today, your work for God's purposes is significant. Consider your congregational gathering. Those who help stack chairs and clean up before and after the meeting, for example, are contributing to the service, and thus contributing to the Lord's work through that service. Those behind the audio booth making sure the message can be heard, literally, are contributing to the Lord's work. Those who prepare a meal for an outreach event are contributing to the Lord's work through that event. All of these tasks are honorable and significant in the kingdom. Even if people don't see or acknowledge such work, God does. In our own ministry, those behind the scenes, editing video, managing websites and social media, answering emails, volunteering their time and finances, help this ministry be an effective tool for spreading the word. Our ministry simply wouldn't be able to do what we do if it weren't for those you don't see in front of a camera. If you're impacted by a teaching of ours, just remember that somebody has to spend hours editing the footage, adding graphics, slides, and fixing audio. Somebody has to update our website, draft a newsletter, and release the video on all of our social media platforms to get that teaching out there. This is true beyond congregational services and teaching ministries. God works through the parents raising their kids, feeding them, teaching them songs about God, praying with them and reading the Bible to them every night. God works through a small kindness toward your spouse, reminding them that you love them and thus displaying Messiah's love for them. God works through your phone call to your friend, letting them know that you're praying for them. We all have a part to play in the kingdom, and everything we do for God's glory is significant. Thank you for joining us for another PowerShot Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.